Blog Talk Radio.
She's a woman of class. She's a woman that has enjoyed her life. Before we bring her up, we want to talk about the upcoming event. The upcoming event, you've got to be there. It's going to be a big one. It's going to be at Policy, 14th and T Street, Northwest. It's going to be at Policy, 14th and T Street, Northwest, 1904 14th Street, on the 28th of May. You got to be there. Everybody's going to be there. You need to be there. Show up. Tell somebody. Spread the word. Be there without a doubt because it's the place to be. Also, upcoming events this year, City Club, 9-11. The City Club. We'll be at the City Club with the Night of 100 Stars, a pre-Black Caucus event. Get your tickets early. That's going to be a place to be before the caucus at November 13th. November 13th. Save that date for the debut of the biggest play that you need to see in this area, talking about relationships. Relationships are hard. You need to have that information. Without relationships information, relationships are just going to get even harder. The play is your head in the sand. Is your head in the sand? Be there. Gene, are you on the air? Go ahead.
Yes, I am.
Oh, fantastic.
Good morning.
Wonderful. Good morning. It's a pleasure having you on the air this morning.
I'm happy Memorial Day.
Oh, yeah, happy Memorial Day. We have to make sure that our veterans get their due. And I'm glad you reminded us of that because Memorial Day is a very, very important day that you can definitely have us honor our veterans because veterans are extremely important. We served, and matter of fact, I'm a veteran, 30-year veteran of the United States Air Force, and it's not an easy thing to do, but somebody's got to do it, and I'm glad that I was participating as far as being a military individual serving this country. Well, we want to talk about your life, man. Your life has been extraordinary. I mean, what you do and what you do as far as what you've done is unbelievable. People really realize that you've done so much. I mean, once we talked about you last time on the air, the phones were jumping off the hook last time. So basically, people need to know what you do. Tell us a little bit about your background and what you do.
Well, at this time, I have a community center, ABC Community Services, where I help people get jobs and housing, insurance. Whatever you need, we can find a way. You can always reach me at 202-520-9750. We can do anything that you need, we can solve. As long as you've got breath running through your body, your need can be solved.
Wow. That's a big help in this town. People need that, don't they? They need to know.
They certainly do. At training and employment and training is number one.
So people looking for
employment.
Jobs.
Looking for jobs or looking for training. We have jobs for 50 and over, 40 and over, senior citizens, anyone who needs or wants a job. All you have to do is want a job.
Just want a job. Okay, fantastic, fantastic.
We all need one, but sometimes we don't always want one.
We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to discuss how you did everything you did and how you're still doing it, because you are an extraordinary woman. We'll be right back with Jean Ricks.
She's just a girl and she's on fire, hotter than a fantasy. Loaded like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Feeling the catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away.
This segment is brought to you by Dr. Edward Bruford, the powerful doctor on U Street. He's a dentist, and if you need your dentist to be done, go see Dr. Bruford. He's right next door to the Ben's Chili Bowl and also the restaurant that's been with us for quite a while. And she has a cooking skill that is unbelievable. The restaurant is called Charlie's. Charlie's is on Georgia Avenue, 7301 Georgia Avenue in Northwest. The food is absolutely gorgeous. The food that she cooks is, without a doubt, unbelievably good. So you basically know when you see the food that she produces, when you get there, you'll be Judasized. I mean, that food is off the chain. Stop by Charlie's every day. She's open. Make sure you stop by there. Our black card events are produced there, and it's the place to be. Jean.
Yes, I want
to
tell you, Charlie's is one of my favorite restaurants, and the food is. I will second the motion. The food is out of sight.
Matter of fact, Judy, are you on the air? Judy, on your
ear? Yes.
Judy, are you on here? She's supposed to be calling in. Okay, we have a caller on the air, 240-35. You on the air with Dean. Go ahead.
Hi.
Tell us how you got started. Hello? Can you hear me?
Is this Judy?
She didn't call in yet. We got some calls in the air. Well, go ahead. Make a long story short. Tell us about yourself and about how you got started. Are you born here in Washington, D.C.?
No, I'm not. And before I get started, Dr. Bruford is my dentist, too.
Oh, Dr. Bruford is your
dentist. He's my dentist. I have an appointment Tuesday.
You tell him you know Russell, because tell him about the Russell Price Morning Show. He definitely is a great supporter and a great man. We gave him an award at our Christmas party for last of the year.
Okay.
Tell us about you. Do you have any money with you?
Oh, Lord.
Tell us about you.
Pancake and sausage. That's okay.
Tell us about
Judy.
Oh,
pardon me, I can't hear you.
Okay. No, go ahead, Go ahead.
You speaking to me? You're speaking to me?
Yeah, speaking to you. Go ahead and tell us about you.
Okay, I am. My name is Jean Riggs. I was originally from Boston, Massachusetts. I went to Boston Northeastern University, where I majored in accounting. I came to D.C. in 1982, and I found there's a lot of need for a lot of things that people were not aware of that were right here for them. So that's when I opened my community center, D.C. Community Services on Kennedy Street. And I went for there, and I went to UDC and picked up on some social service methods, and I've been doing it ever since.
That's excellent, excellent. What's so fascinating about you is the fact that you're still so active. How do you get the energy to go to Chuck and Billy's every single day from 3 o'clock until 1 o'clock in the morning? What is your secret to that?
Well, number one, I have my medication every happy hour. It's called Tanqueray.
You and Tanqueray been together for a
We've been friends for quite a
bit.
And I love admiring the young men out here in the world. So,
you also informed us that you went to about 50 clubs in Washington metropolitan area. How did you make all
you
those clubs?
Got that wrong. I got 70. I have a list of 70 clubs. 70.
You went to 70 clubs. I thought it was 50.
There
are
70. Half
70
of them are
clubs.
Gone now, but we had a good time when they were here.
Well, most of the clubs closed, but you're still here.
I'm still here. They didn't participate with the Tanqueray.
give me some of the names of some of the clubs that you participated in.
Okay, one of the very first clubs I went to was Moore's on Riggs Road, Moore's. Then they had Moore's Love and Peace on Rhode Island Avenue. And they had Jackie Lee's on Kennedy Street. They had the Mixers on Kennedy Street. Noonies on Kennedy Street. Then they have Faces on Georgia Avenue. Ugurthas on Georgia Avenue. Part 3 on Georgia Avenue. And, of course, the famous Chuck and Billy's at 2718 Georgia Avenue, which is still around. And we party there every night. Thursdays is oldies on Thursday. We have old school music on Thursdays. Sundays we have a band. The first 2 weeks a band. Artie Sherman is every there Sunday from 6 to 10. And Outlaws, the DJ there.
I remember some of the clubs that you have been to. Chuck and Billy's is one, but also Ed Murphy's Supper Club, Lefty's, the Orbit Lounge.
Lefty's on 12th Street.
The Islander, T.J. Remington, Triangle Club. I mean, you've been to over 70 clubs.
Right, I have a list of 70 of them. Don't forget Vicky's, Shea Maurice.
We're going to take a break when we come back. I want you to talk about the marriages and how you survived and what made you such an inclement part of this whole world, because you're still here. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's Network on the Radio. We'll be right back. Woman in this town, and she understands what it is to be an extraordinary type woman. Tell us about your marriages. You say you've been married 5 times. Give us the background on your husband. You say all of them.
And I'm looking for number 6.
Times.
And I'm looking for number six.
What's the secret, though, to being married that many times?
Well, number one, always make him think he's important. Always make him believe this is a man's world, but you know it's, you know, you contribute to it, but you make him think he's important. And the way to a man's stomach is to his, the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. Make sure you find out what he likes to eat. Fix his meals so he likes them. Make sure he looks good at all times. So when you're walking down the street with him, someone says, who is that handsome man she's with? Just look at him. But number one, make sure you find out what his hobbies are. If it's football, get a book and read up on all the football so you all can have a great conversation. If it's tennis, you read about tennis so you have conversation. And always have a date night. You have
That's
a special
date night.
Mm-hmm. 1 week you pick the date, one where you're going, and 1 week have him pick where you're going. But that date night is important. Conversation-wise, you find out where each one is going. And what makes everybody happy.
Well, you seem to have some of the clues because you can't be 80 years old and looking the way you're looking and be as active as you're active and doing the things that you do and attract the men that you have attracted in your life. You also say you were married common law 3 times. So that's a total of 8 husbands in reality. 8 husbands.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to tell everything now. They'll be scared of me.
They're not scared of you. They love you. They love you. But make a long story short, what is the secret to this Tanqueray gin? What makes that such a hot thing?
Because he's my next man, and he puts me to sleep every night. He does not ask questions. Where have you been or where are you going or how much money you spent? He's a real good man, and he puts you to sleep every night. The only problem is he won't change that green jacket.
What about the aspect of they say smoking cigarettes will not be good for you? How come cigarettes haven't hurt you?
Well, I don't know. You know, what's good for you may not be good for me, you know. Like a doctor said, I'm doing very well for my age because I have my medication every happy hour. I smoke cigarettes, and I admire all young men. So he told me, as your doctor, I shouldn't tell you this, but it must be working, so maybe you need to keep on doing it.
Well, everybody's looking forward to seeing you on the 28th. I mean, people are calling up. The phone right now are lit up. Everybody just wants to hear what you have to say. You are.
Well, most people in D.C. know me anyway.
They don't. You well known. I mean, you well known. You've been in D.C. How long have you been in D.C.?
I came here in 1982. It was 33 years, right?
33 years, right? Yeah, you've been here in 1982, mm-hmm. And you've covered all that ground, all those 70 clubs, and all those things in 33 years. You've done more than most people have done in 10 years or 5 years.
You get that right. And I remember strawberries and sugar and all them people that you probably remember way back in the day. That are gone. But life is what you make of it. You know, you can sit and look out the window at 80 years old, or you can get out here and make yourself, you know, happy. Life is whatever you make it. You can make yourself happy or you can make yourself sad. But I'm looking forward to seeing everybody on the 28th. Is Judy ever get in contact with you?
Excellent. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we want you to give some closing statements on basically what it is to be 80 and still living strong and being as physically fit as you are. We want to come back and talk about that because people need to know about that. And then we're going to take a few calls. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio. Washington, D.C. We do all our events and some of our events there, and also our upcoming events. Don't miss the upcoming events of Be There Magazine and the Black Card. Be there Thursday at Charlie's. You're going to be in touch with Jean Ricks. We're going to feature Jean Ricks on Thursday. If you haven't met a woman who is 80 years old, who looks good, feels good, understands life, and enjoys a good party. She's going to be there, and you want to talk to her up close and personal, get pictures with her, anything you want to do on the 28th because she'll be there. But also the movers and the shakers will be there. This is the place to be. Everybody's going to be there. The black card holders, the movers and the shakers, the head turners, the neck breakers, people who are doing things in this town. Over 400 people will be there. We've got the whole entire place. We've got the upstairs, downstairs. We've got the balcony. It's going to be beautiful. We've got live entertainment from Philadelphia. H-Mac and the Philadelphia Machine will be performing live. The DJ will be Cosmo De Facto. He will be putting the music on you like you never, ever saw before. And the people, we're talking about the class, the people who are the movers and shakers. I've been in this town since 1972. The people that we know and are participating in the magazine, you will love. Networking at its best. See you on Thursday. Give us your closing statements, Jean.
Well, I will be there on the 28th. I'll be moving and shaking. So please come. And bring all your problems with you, and I'll try to solve them all. If yes, I can, I can refer you to someone who might be able to.
Talk to Jean on,
hope
on
to see
Thursday.
You
ask her
Thursday.
Anything you want to ask her. She can help you. She can help satisfy your questions. She can make things. She knows things that you don't know because she knows something that you don't know. She knows for a fact that she lived to be 80 years old, and you hope you do the same, but you do not, under no circumstances, know that for a fact. But Jean does. Jean knows
for
a fact.
Go ahead, Jean. Eat well, socialize, eat nourishing food like pig feet, baked macaroni and cheese, soul food, and make friends with everybody you see. Make sure you're a friend to someone.
Well, you're a friendly individual,
I'll see.
I tell you. People like
and I'll
you.
See you
I mean,
all there.
Go ahead. Also, Jean, when is your birthday? When's your next birthday?
August the 21st. I'm one of those crazy
August.
Leos.
Crazy Leo, August 21st. And we're also talking about this Tanqueray green carpet affair that you're planning down the road.
Hopefully it'll be in November. Mm-hmm.
November, okay. The Tanqueray green carpet affair. Well, you're going to be on
for all the social service agencies.
Those are the people that you're going to be spotlighting and making sure that people know what they do. Give us some of the things that the social services do.
Well, we do food, shelter, clothing, employment training. We also have recreational activities. Going to different spots for recreation, casinos, anything that you need, we have it. So give me a call, 202-520-9750. We have different health insurance plans that you might be available to you. We have a little of everything.
What about Bread for the City? Is that part of your organization?
Pardon me? Bread for the City is one of our main organizations. We have camps for the children, camps for senior citizens, senior camps and camps for children, and they're free. So if anybody's interested in going to camp while it's a senior, these are free camps. And we have Bread for the City, some so others might eat.
What is a senior camp?
The senior camps are, a senior camp is a camp for your 60 and over, but you have to be able to take your own medicine and walk around. And they stay 2 weeks, they're in Virginia. It gives the caregiver a break. And these camps are for anyone 60 and over.
To give the caretaker a break. So you just sign up and you can go for free?
It gives the caregiver a break.
But there's a cost, so you say it's free to go to the senior camp, correct?
It doesn't cost anything. It's free.
Give that number out again so people will know how to get to the senior
202-520-9750.
And also know Bread for the City feeds people. They give you free food, and they also give you a place to come in and do the computers and everything if you're a senior.
Right, and they also have computer training. They have employment preparation for employment. They prepare you to go out and look for employment. It's a wonderful outfit. They help you find housing. They have a housing program on Wednesdays at 1 o'clock. When I see you Thursday, we can talk about whatever your issues are, and we will solve them.
Excellent, Jean. Excellent. This has been a pleasure and a pleasing opportunity. We're glad you came on our Newsmaker line this morning. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's Network on the Radio. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Spread the word by Thursday. Don't miss this one. It's going to be a big one.
And I'll be there moving and shaking.